The spiritual condition of America, politics, culture, and current events, analyzed through the lens of Scripture. Welcome to the Alex McFarland Show.
It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Who said that? George Washington, America's first president. Do you know what Theodore Roosevelt said? He was president from 1901 to 1909. Teddy Roosevelt said, quote, "A thorough knowledge of the Bible is worth more even than a college education." Alex McFarland here, and I want to talk about the upcoming election and why I think it is imperative that you pray and you vote. A lot of people are saying, as we've circulated our voter's guide, we wrote a Faith and Freedom Voter's Guide, Bring God into the Voting Booth and Change a Nation. You know, I've gotten a lot of correspondence, mostly from people who appreciate it, and some people that are going to be first-time voters November of 2024. But a lot of pastors have said to me, Alex, you focus too much on saving America when God called us to save souls. I disagree. I think that Christians are to be good citizens. I think that we should take to heart scriptures like Psalm 33:12. It says, quote, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance." Proverbs 11:23 says that the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. In other words, righteous people voting and voting biblical values, that's only good for the nation. And I'll put it this way, and I want to talk about why, as a Christian, we have a duty to vote, why we should care about the future of the nation. Really, the nation is like a tool, honestly. When you have liberty, when you have stability, when you have prosperity, you can engage in a lot of good activities. You can raise a family, you can build a business, you can contribute to the Great Commission. And to all my pastor friends out there who reprimand me and say, oh, Alex, I don't speak about politics because my hope is not in a man. My hope is in God. Well, obviously, my hope and my trust also is in the Lord. And by casting a vote for what we think would be a good leader, it doesn't mean that we're putting all of our hopes and all of our assurance in a human being. The Bible tells us, as God told Israel, you know, back in the book of Exodus, Exodus 18:21, listen to this, "Select capable men from among the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint these men as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens." That's Exodus 18:21. And just as Israel was admonished to make wise choices for their leaders, it's only rational that we as citizens in America should do the same. To the pastors and the people that say, well, voting is putting your hope in humans, not God. No, look, America is like a tool, right? We have a nation that we live in, and it provides prosperity, and we can engage in Christian pursuits and the Great Commission. Well, when a tool is broken and needs to be fixed, you don't just say, oh, I trust God. No, you fix it. If your church building had a leaky roof, you wouldn't just say, well, I'm going to let that roof go ahead and leak and rot and fall in, because after all, my home is heaven. No, if the church building needs repair, you repair it, because you want to be a good steward and preserve that tool. If the check engine light comes on in the car, you raise the hood and fix it. You don't just say, well, you know what? I'm going to trust God. After all, my home is heaven. Look, we know if you're a Christian, of course, our home is heaven. But we are supposed to be a steward and preserve what has been entrusted to us. And what has been entrusted to the American people is the second greatest nation in world history, second only to Israel under King Solomon. So I want to share some things about why I believe that Christians need to vote. And there is time, folks, be registered and cast a vote. Because as a Christian citizen, I started to say Christian leader, and I suppose God has entrusted to me a certain measure of influence. But I want to, as a leader and one who knows the Savior and my ultimate home is in heaven, but I want to remind everybody that we have a sacred duty to engage in the public square and let our voices be heard. Why should we Christians not exert our influence and speak our voice when we have a duty to do so? I say that voting is not just a right, but a responsibility. And it is really a reflection of our faith and our acknowledgement of stewardship. The Apostle Paul would invoke his Roman citizenship when necessary. I mean, whether it be arguing his case when he was accused of crimes or being beaten or his authority and platform to share the gospel, Paul would use as a recourse his citizenship when it served his purposes. And he was right to do that. And we are right to do the same. We are citizens. And by voting our biblical values, we as Christians can shape or help shape our nation's future, really, and ultimately advance the cause of Christ. And so what we did, it's at alexmcfarland.com/vote, we wrote this voter's guide, which I will encourage you to avail yourself to, and you can download a free PDF and create a bulletin insert and encourage other people to vote. But I would say this as well to the pastors and the people who say, well, you know, I'm just a Christian, my home is in heaven, and I get that. Here's the thing, you can do evangelism anywhere. If we let the Constitution fall and we get in trouble for telling sinners to repent, and someday in the not too distant future, you find yourself, you know, handcuffed to the wall of a cell in a gulag, you can look across at your cellmates and say, believe in Jesus and be saved. You can do evangelism anywhere, even in the jail cells that will eventually result if America becomes a mere subset of the UN. However, you can only do missions, and America for two centuries has been at the absolute forefront of world missions, praise God, but you can only do missions in the context of freedom, stability, and prosperity. Let me say this, in a free, safe, prosperous America, we can certainly do a whole lot more for the Great Commission than we could in an America that is perpetually in a recession, the GDP is shrinking, the national debt is increasing, freedom and upcoming generations are not knowing Christ, feeling the call for the Great Commission. An America that is at her best will far more likely enable people to meaningfully invest in the Great Commission than an America that is not free, not safe, and not prosperous. So let's do what we can do while we have an opportunity, and let's see America restored, and that way we can be the Christians that so many of the non-voters piously talk about us being. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk more about voting and the Christian call to civic engagement. And I'll give you four facts about this election coming up that I think might motivate you to give the effort to be registered to vote and to vote godly. Stay tuned. We're coming back right after this.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
You know, Mark Twain said, the man that won't read is no better off than the man who can't read. Hi, Alex McFarland. When it comes to voting, I think voting is like that. The person who won't vote is really in no different position than the person who can't vote. And here in the United States of America, we can vote, and I urge you to do so. Now, to help you in your decision-making process about the persons with whom you should cast your vote, on my website, alexmcfarland.com/vote, I urge you to go to that. We've created a first-time voter's guide, alexmcfarland.com/vote. We talk about the issues, really what the constitutional position is, and even the biblical position. So please pray for the country, and I beg of you, don't passively opt out, but actively be informed, influence others, plan to vote. Download our free voter's guide, alexmcfarland.com/vote.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here. I want to talk about some reasons to vote, and let me give you a few thoughts to ponder, if we may. And I hope you'll vote and vote godly and look. All you need to know to make your selection, I mean, there are a lot of issues, but tell me where a candidate stands on Israel, tell me where a candidate stands on life, and I'll know where they stand on two dozen other issues. And we really, really have two vastly different options before us. I just interviewed Andrew Mueller of the American Sentinel and the New American Magazine. He recently spoke before the UN in mid-September. There was a global summit. And listen, you've probably heard of globalism and you think, okay, that's bad. And it is. But there's a term now in the news that's being kicked around, multilateralism. And that is simply code speak for a Marxist global agenda. Now, what's interesting is at the recent UN summit in September of 24, when 200 nations were there and they were talking about a one world government, and by the way, they were talking about LGBTQ trans rights, which means that there could be legal repercussion for telling sinners to repent. Joe Biden spoke and addressed the group, and he was all for it. And he said that he wholeheartedly supported this globalist agenda, and so does Kamala Harris. What was interesting to me, Alex Newman, whom I've interviewed, and Andrew Mueller, both of whom are with the American Sentinel and the New American, they're conservative, they're patriots like we are, they said that these leaders, these enemies of America that President Biden was placating and really cozying up to, over and over, these men said that they heard the enemies of America say they hope Donald Trump doesn't win. Oh, my goodness. They don't want Trump to win because Trump is an American nationalist. He advocates for the interest of America, as any president should. Folks, I well remember when Donald Trump was debating Joe Biden back in 2020. And look, since then, border czar Kamala Harris, and she still is the border czar, has allowed, now we know it is more than 20 million illegals in this country that are committing crimes, they're wrecking our economy, they're here, many are registering to vote fraudulently through getting a driver's license at many a local DMV. And the Biden-Harris administration, they have forcibly kept northern and southern borders open. And look, these countries that are the enemies of America, Biden said he fully supports this globalist, multilateralistic agenda. So does Kamala Harris. But they don't want Donald Trump to be president because Trump believes in advocating for the rights of the American people. And I beg of you, folks, this is not about whether or not you, quote, like Donald Trump. This is about the U.S. Constitution, the rights of the American people. This is about our relationship with Israel. This is about world stability. Honestly, it is, folks. Do we go over the cliff and just fall to this globalist agenda that is secular, communist, anti-American, freedom lost for the rest of our lives? Or do we have the courage to pray, to influence others, to vote and vote for the mature interest of our country? I want to get 4 points across in the context of this show. And number one is the power of your vote. Your vote is a declaration of your values and your hopes for this country. And with every ballot that is cast, you're helping or hurting, but you're speaking to the moral and political and spiritual direction of our nation. Now, whether it's a local election or the presidential race, and studies show that in any given election, of the 120 million adult born-again Christians, maybe 30 to 40% at best are even registered to vote. And of those that are registered, something like half vote. So we've got huge numbers, tens of millions of Christians that could help shape these elections, but very often don't. And let's remember that elections are often decided by very, very slim margins. So your vote could make a critical difference. Now, think about the biblical principles in voting. For one, we are to pray for wisdom and discernment. That's James 1:5. If anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask of God, who gives abundantly and does not withhold. Like the Exodus passage I read just a moment ago, Exodus 18:21, we are to vote for godly people, men who fear God, trustworthy, men who are not in it for dishonest gain, and we are to elect candidates that uphold biblical values. We are to look at issues through the lens of Scripture. Psalm 119, verse 105 says that God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We are to trust the sovereignty of God. Romans 13:1, I would encourage people to read Romans 13:1 through 7, but it says that everyone is to be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority that is established except that which God ordains. Now, I think about Kamala Harris when she was district attorney in San Francisco, and then she was attorney general in the state of Colorado. She violated the U.S. Constitution by performing gay weddings. She violated the rights of people by essentially in California making it impossible for banks to foreclose on people that defaulted on their mortgage. And she's promised they're going to give people $25,000 to buy a home. Well, look, a down payment on a home is one thing. A monthly payment on a home is another thing. I promise you, the subprime mortgage fiasco that created the recession back in 2008, it will be repeated if Kamala Harris is allowed to become president and give away money and get people in homes that they can't afford, they will not pay for, banks will not be able to foreclose. I mean, this is just one of a dozen issues I could point out, but she bragged about breaking the law and said it was the proudest moment of her legal career when she, in 2004, 2005, was performing gay weddings in California that was breaking the law. And it's still, even though there was the Obergefell decision in 2015, quote, legalizing gay marriage, it still is unlawful in the eyes of God and the Constitution because the U.S. Constitution is predicated upon natural law. And how could that which is unnatural ever really be lawful? So, folks, your vote has power. And I'm going to have to take a break, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you 3 more points to realize as we get closer and closer to this election that by registering and voting, you are ensuring that your voice is heard. Stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk more about the power and the urgency of your vote as the 2024 election approaches. Stay tuned.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
In recent years, our nation has suffered greatly, and we seem to be on a rapid moral decline. We've rejected God, morality, and we've almost completely lost our sense of patriotism. It's no wonder that many are asking the question, is this the end of America? Hi, Alex McFarland here, and I want to make you aware of my book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late. You know, our nation has seen politicians that are corrupted by greed, and they've got a vested interest interest in power, and many of our elected officials seem to care little about the country that they've been appointed to serve. Read my book, The Assault on America. We can stand up for our great nation and defend America before it's too late. It's available everywhere. You can learn more on my own website, which is alexmcfarland.com. Read the book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program again. Let me remind you that on alexmcfarland.com/vote, you can read about our voter's guide. You can download a free bulletin insert and get these printed. And also on my website, alexmcfarland.com, you can find my travel schedule. In the month of October, I'm in Bella Vista, Arkansas. I'm back in Texas. I'm in Colorado. And there's a lot going on, and we are already working on our summer camps for 2025. Also, we're working on several apologetics conferences we'll be hosting around the nation. So please check that out. And also, you know, I was just recently on television with my friend, evangelist Will Graham. He and I together were on the Truth and Liberty Show. I'll be at the Cove twice in 2025, the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove. In the month of July, I'll be there teaching the book of Job, the problem of evil. I'll be there July 18 through 20. Then I'll be back July 28th with J. Warner Wallace, and we'll be doing a session on apologetics and how you can defend your faith confidently in any situation. So the website for The Cove is thecove.org, T-H-E-C-O-V-E, thecove.org. It would make a great Christmas gift or a great gift for your pastor. I'd love to see you at The Cove, and so you can learn about all these things and more at my website, alexmcfarland.com. Please partner with us and consider financially supporting all that we're doing. You can give securely online at alexmcfarland.com or by mail, by mailing a check in any amount. It will be gratefully received and fruitfully used, I assure you. But you can write TNG, as in Truth for a New Generation, and just mail that to P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Well, your voter registration means that your voice is going to be heard. When you vote, you are helping shape the country. And I want to encourage you to understand the issues, understand the candidates. And if you can't vote in person on Election Day, then you can request an absentee ballot and vote early. I want to encourage you to pray for the election. There is a valid role of prayer. You know, 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2 tells us that we are to lift up our leaders and pray. Angie and I fervently pray and are praying even right now because we just know that that much is at stake. And as we get ready for this 2024 election, many people are concerned. Many people, like myself, realize, look, we're talking about not only America, we're talking about peace in the Middle East, we're talking about an administration that will stabilize the world. I'll tell you why those 200 UN nations, they don't want Donald Trump to be president. The enemies of America do not want him to be president because it would be like an adult in the room, honestly. And whether it's Ukraine, whether it's Hamas and Hezbollah and terrorism, look, folks, the world is on the doorstep of World War III, really. It is absolutely that serious. And you might think, you know, Donald Trump is not your favorite human being. We're not picking dinner guests for a supper here. We're talking about the stability of the world and the preservation of the U.S. Constitution. And so, as I said earlier, that we really have a stewardship issue to vote, and your vote really does matter. Think about this, folks. In 1800, Thomas Jefferson was elected president by one vote in the House of Representatives after there was a tie in the Electoral College. And by the way, the Electoral College, the electoral votes, it's a brilliant system our founders gave us, and the left wants to abolish it because the popular vote alone doesn't really give an accurate rendering of the will and the interest of the people. And so when there was a tie, one vote gave Jefferson the presidency. Now, Andrew Jackson won the popular vote in 1824, but lost by one vote in the House of Representatives to John Quincy Adams after an electoral deadlock. So one vote can really matter. I think about this. In 1845, Texas was brought into the Union by two votes. In 1867, the Purchase of Alaska was ratified in the Senate by simply two votes. And my goodness, what a critical state Alaska is. Now, I could give you so many examples of when one vote mattered. In 1876, Rutherford Hayes became president by one Electoral College vote. Isn't that amazing? In 1962, the race in 62, interestingly, three American governors in Maine, Rhode Island, and North Dakota became governors by one vote per precinct in their respective states. Isn't that amazing? Let me give you some more history from the recent years. Fascinating stuff. But I think about this. In the year 2000, you remember George W. Bush versus Al Gore. Well, Bush won Florida by 537 votes. That might seem like a lot, but keep in mind, 6 million people went to the polls in Florida. And those electoral votes in Florida were what gave George W. the 2000 presidency. And, I mean, the slimmest of margins, 537 votes. That is a tight race. Think about this. In 2008, Minnesota voters cast 2.9 million votes in their Senate race. And that Senate race ultimately for Minnesota was decided by less than 200 votes. And what that amounts to is 1/1000th of 1%. I could give you so many more examples. And we're a nation of 330 million people. 120 million of which are adult born-again Christians, but over and over we read about the slim margins. Connecticut, their congressional seat in 2006 was decided by 94 votes in the state of Connecticut. So folks, this really, really matters. It really does. Now, to wrap up, again, you can go to my website, alexmcfarland.com, and get the Faith and Freedom Voters Guide. And I just want to say this. We are blessed. We are so blessed with the right to vote in this country. Other nations look at us with awe and envy that we have the right to choose our own leaders. But to do that, we have to get involved. And I believe, and I've pastored churches, I've spoken in hundreds, but I think the Christian church cannot sit by idly and silently and let our nation fall into lawlessness and chaos. There are millions of believers. If every Christian would vote and vote godly, we could own any and every election. Why don't we do this? We really should be very concerned at the moral free fall our nation is in, the direction our nation is heading. And so you might assume, what's the bother? Why does it even matter? But it really does matter. So be informed, influence others, be brave, tell people about your conservative constitutional Christian values. And I beg of you, pray, be registered. Let's get out there. And for the glory of God and the freedom to live out His great commission, let's go vote.
Alex McFarland Ministries are made possible through the prayers and financial support of partners like you. For over 20 years, this ministry has been bringing individuals into a personal relationship with Christ and has been equipping people to stand strong for truth. Learn more and donate securely online at alexmcfarland.com. You may also reach us at Alex McFarland, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404, or by calling 1-877-YES-GOD-1. That's 1-877-YESGOD-1. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again on the next edition of the Alex McFarland Show.
Are you planning to vote in 2024? Hi, Alex McFarland here. You know, a lot of people are unsure if they should bother to vote. We've created what we call a first-time voter's guide. It's at alexmcfarland.com/vote. There's some articles on why people of all ages, and especially Christians, should care enough to vote and what issues are significant and worthy of your attention. Download our free voter's guide, alexmcfarland.com/vote.